Blog Talk Radio.
Quantum consciousness, mathematical science, welcoming back the return of the Supreme Creator back in effect. And I like to start off right and exact. So before I get into this transformating, earth-changing topic, I like to start off by bringing to assist me the supreme energy and frequency all from within me, supreme power, master of this day, ultimate judge, supreme intelligence, power of all powers, the God of the highest knowledge, the highest degree of science, the Grand Master of Truth, the Most Righteous One, All-Powerful, All-Knowing, and Most Divine One, Creator of the Astral World. And all of my glorious names, numerous to count, I'd like to once again give all of you all the ultimate greetings of this embodiment of the megaverse and multiverse gods of quantum consciousness once again. All right, as the energy is resonating, this has been unknowingly a lifetime of studies without my knowledge or recollection. You know, when you are a constant student, not just a teacher, because the best teachers were the best students, and the best students, of course, ultimately become the greatest teachers. Although you must first be the student, not just of the classroom, although a student of life, the student of this vast and endless, infinite creation. And to be a student of that, is where you'll find everything and all that you want to know. It's not about all that's what's available to know, because you're dealing with an infinite. So it's about all of what you want to know. How much can you take? How much can you eat? So this idea that I'm going to bring, and before or after this is done, you all would know. Although until then, I'll be condemned, and there'll be a lot of skepticism about me or about really the message. It's not about me. Nobody knows me. So it's not about a personal me. It's about what I'm representing, which is the truth. Not a truth, the truth. Because I am the truth. Now, as I was saying, there'll be a lot of motherless homosexuals, you know, that's gonna, you know, say this and this about me. If they hear or listen or let in the entirety of this particular topic and don't get in their feelings, like the mother genetics they have in them running through their veins, because no man never taught them how to master their emotions. So just like the female, both of them's going to be in their feelings and their emotions. Probably more so the fatherless boy or fatherless male rather than the female, because the female knows that I know. So she wants to know, how much do I know about her? It's going to resonate with her in her emotions and in her mind. Although the male, the fatherless male, he's just going to be in his feelings. And that's going to be that. So, as I said, this has been a lifetime studies. Now let's get into this. The idea topic is the woman is the devil. Once again, the topic is the woman is the devil. And you might say, well, he must not have a mother or daughters or anything. I have all of that. I have daughters. I have a mother. Although it has nothing to do, I deal with math and science. This has nothing to do with none of that. Anyways, I'll start off by what the great teacher taught us about what a devil is. And then we'll get into the science of it. Because it's more than just a word. You have to go and research the words or look into the science or the scientifics of the word. As with math is, it could be proven in no limit of time. 1 + 1 could be proven any time that it equals 2. So if you try to do 3, 4, 5, 10, or 100, those are all the wrong answers. So I'm going to get to the topic, although you all need these tools first so that you can understand or inner know what I'm saying. Because this is God knowledge, meaning supreme knowledge. So the great teacher taught that the word devil, it means weak bone or taken from another one. And he used an analogy of the grapefruit compared to the orange. He said the grapefruit is a grafted fruit because the orange is the original. So therefore, scientifically, according to science, you know, for you religious people, you know, you all throw out science all the time. You know, oh, you know, God's not about, you know, God don't have nothing to do with science. You know, you all act as if science created itself, like there's no author, and you lose every time. You know, you believe in religion and not science, yet you drive a car, which is made off of science. It's based on the laws of gravity. It's based on chemistry, on how you fuel your vehicle. And the hydrogen that you have to put in your car and all of those things, the balancing of your car, all those things are science. But you don't believe in science. But you use science, I'll say your ass uses science every day. Matter of fact, I'll say your stupid ass. Because you need it raw. It's no more sugar-coated no more. So your stupid ass uses science every day. When you drive your car, when you turn on the AC, when it's hot. You know, don't know Jesus be bringing none of those things down. Yet man's not God to you. Although that's another topic. I've had many of those. He said that the grapefruit is the grafted, or it is the devil to the orange. It's not original. So there is a science of it, meaning that it was taken from another one. So the other races that are not the original, we all know times, all colors come from black. You can recess black. You can keep washing it and washing it over and over and over again. And recess the color, you can recess it to white, you can turn it to any of the other colors, black. Because not only that's the dominant of colors, that is not even a color, it's the essence of where colors come from. We're still on science now. So you can't recess white, or you can't regenerate white to a dominant color, because it's a recessive color called the Mendelian law of, you know, dark eyes is dominant, light eyes is recessive to that degree, my recollection. So we know, you know, beyond just the little parables in the Bible that talks about, you know, Eve coming from the rib of Adam and different things. We know that the woman was taken from man, or she was made from man, not no rib. Although we made woman from the weaker part of us, just like the orange is to the grapefruit. So the woman is weaker to us on all levels. I'm talking about, I'm not talking about no girly ass mama sissified males out here that's got their mama's emotion. I'm talking about men or man who has mastered and risen above their emotions into a knowledgeable and an intelligent mathematical state of mind and thinking that masters those things. So back on this knowledge here. So as I was saying, we had given the woman a part of us, and she was given the emotions or the part of us. Matter of fact, this is how it was expressed. One of the gods expressed this by sharing that in order to free ourselves, we had to make the woman take on our emotions, to take on these things. So unlike you timid niggas that worship women and say, you know, because you physically come from a woman, that they're your gods and all this other horse shit you all talk. And any of you clowns in here that is about that Kemet, I would love for you to bring your girly ass in here and come on some intellectual, scientific level here. Come in here and show me what I'm lacking. Why is your God not just physically weaker, 99.9% ruled by her emotions, you know, is the female. But this is your God. And all that means is that you are a sissy. So going deeper in this, we're going to get on to the PowerPoints here. One of the PowerPoints is if the only one who's in God's image now is the man, then whose image was the woman in? Now we're going to get into this as far as the serpent approaching a woman first, not the man. Why did he approach the female first? You all's gods, you niggas' gods. The demise of man has been a woman. The demise of Solomon was his wife. The demise of Samson was Delilah. The demise of Noah was dealing with females. Even King David and others who took a man's wife, it was all over females, over the woman. So why did a serpent approach the weaker vessel of man? Why his weakness? Why is the woman your weakness? Why is she always twerking and trying to get you to succumb to your lowings, your lower self? Not your high end, which is your mind and seed of thought, higher thought. She appeals to your lowing. That's where she's always trying to get you, where she can master you through your dick, your low end. Because she's 99.9% emotions, she can't get you on a higher level. She can only get you through your sensitive ass feelings and through you over sexualizing things. Then she captivates you, and eventually she's going to rule you. So every time you're out here chasing pussy, you're staying in your lower self. Then the woman will take control of you. Then shortly she'll be ruling you. As we see a lot of guys posting females all day, sexualizing them. They can't get out of the rim of the tail. So after she rules you from being in that devil lower vibration, that is a lower frequency. We can even say as far as devil being lower in high frequency. So why is she always appealing to your lower frequency and not wanting to raise her level, especially in this world, to your higher God frequency? So the devil lowers you not as far as not being able to elevate. And when you cannot elevate yourself above this, above your lowings, then the woman or the devil can manipulate you. She can control you. That's what she does. She manipulates you for your money. Now, she's such a god, she's so high and not right. Why does she knowingly want to manipulate you with her pussy? Why does she allow you to be so deep in your fucking feelings where you be down there ready to shoot and kill yourself? She already knows that. What is in it? What is in her? Why is there other women that say they don't like dealing with other females because they're so damn evil. What is this? I didn't say this. Many times, females say they hate being a female or a woman because of the limitations or because of the cycle periods, which is hell on them, on those months, emotionally, psychologically, and physically. They're losing blood, or the blood is re-cleansing itself. So these things you have to question. The answers are all before you. Like you're in the Matrix, and the answers are all around you. You know, even pimp days where they had bitches, and the bitches were used to target on the prey of males. Any male that didn't master their emotions or their sexual desires, pimps who did master those things, because remember, the object or the empowerment of being a pimp is not fucking a bitch or his hoes. Where the pimp reverses the psychology, instead of him paying the bitch, she pays him. So instead of him sniffing behind her and chasing behind her, her chase him. Kind of like how she plays you all. So if she wants him enough, then she'll pay him. So all throughout time, the woman or the devil was used to bring about the demise of a male or a man, preferably a man, because they already got a male. That's not nothing to conquer. Although a man, a king, or somebody with power, they would throw pussy at him or throw a female at him, a devil. And her job would be to bring him to his demise, not to assist and build him. Now, the female can be used. We're going to get to that later on, to build under supervision. Because even in most cultures, and even in the main teachings of the great teacher, a female is not to be trusted. She's not. So back on this idea here. So all that the weaker nature females can do is try lowering you through your nature, your lower nature. Your lower nature is your emotion. You know, you're sensitive. You know, she don't want to. First of all, they do is they scope your sensitive ass out. And then when she notices and she learns that you a punk or you a sissy-ass dude, she's not going to tell you that. Very, very rare or very unique women would actually tell you you a punk and you the man up. Or if they do, it would be so disrespectful they don't know how to share that with you. Although what she'll do instead is she'll take advantage of that and allow you to play yourself. Take your kids from you. Get you for alimony. These things are constantly plotted by these females. You can even ask other females if they're going to be honest about it. They'll let you know. These things don't happen by happenstance. What's the first thing they say? Where they're telling each other and cheering each other on. Girl, you need to make sure you marry them and you know, marry somebody with something and this and that. Make sure you on the, you know, the marriage papers. He's got this, he's got that. They're constantly plotting on you. Let's get back to the Bible, man. You all The only person that was the most successful who did not have a woman was Jesus, and according to the Bible. Why was Jesus the most successful and he didn't deal with, there's no history where he dealt with a woman? And why do these little pedophile priests who try to duplicate that, why have they been discouraged against that? Because even though these white priests or these devils, you know, they're grafted too, because the white boy genetically is a grafted devil. He has female, he's out of the original, or he's taken from the original, and he's a devil. Look at his world. It's a fucking mess. And that's what a female does. A man has order in his rule. He has order in his house. How you can tell a goddamn female when she's ruling things and out of control is look at the household. Look at the kids, how fucked up they are. Look at this white boy's world, who not only is empowering females and taking a strap on up his ass with his mistress. These guys be multi-billionaires and still have to tap into their femininity to pay a bride to trample him in high heels and kick him in the balls. And, you know, they pay thousands of dollars for this. And wear strap-ons, all kinds of stuff, mistresses and dominatrix, their confessions of what they do. There's people that's made documentaries of what they do to these powerful males, these powerful white males, so-called material powerful. So we know he's a fucking feminine. This is why he's empowering the female. He's taking how he's creating more in depth of hell is he's empowering these broads. And they, as a female out of her, since she's not made, or she's even you all's religious Bible, it says the head of God is Christ, the head of Christ is man, the head of man is woman. So it also says in there, you know, for females not to talk and different things you all don't even talk about. Y'all just bypass that, but you all are Christians. You go into a woman's church, and she done modern there where it says a woman should not preach or teach a congregation. You know, she done bypass that. So we know you little religious, and mainly why females love religion the most is because religion appeals to your emotion. It's dealing with singing. It's dealing with, you know, they don't, only 1% where they actually talk from in the intellectual or scientific level. Matter of fact, that's 0.1%. So it's practically non-existent where they're talking about anything dealing with science. So everything there is talked or spoken of related to feelings, how people feel, the Holy Ghost, and then singing and all the church things is appealing to your lower emotions. This is the first thing you all have to accept is your energy motion or your emotion is the downfall of you if it is not guided. That's the female. So basically, for example, you know, people's emotions have gotten them killed. It's gotten them in prison. If you were to do a survey of all of the people who are locked up, who went to prison, they did something impulsively or emotionally stupid. They reacted out of their anger and killed or hurt somebody. They couldn't wait and just be patient and get a job, and they robbed the bank. You know, all those things were emotionally driven, their lower self. So your emotions is your devil side if you don't contain those things. Because even remember what they say about the Lucifer or whatnot and the Bafflement. They say he was the angel of music. And music appeals to your emotions. The female is emotionally driven. This is why they, you know, you put on a certain song or whatever, they get out there and start popping their booty. Another song, they, you know, it gets them in the mood. Going on this, the next PowerPoint is one sec. I'll just freestyle PowerPoint. There's so many of them. You know, I have all the assistants all around me that is basically mission me to expose this. Because now we're in the days of exposing the devil. It is not just the white boy. It is everything that represents that. So what I'm going to get into, you know, since you all don't want to take it from me, you can hear just basically on how, because the white boy makes, he done made the woman into straight bitches. You know, he done took her from the woman to the bitch. So I want to get into some things, and we're going to, as I always like to do, I always like to put on clips or whatnot, so it'll be a little more validated beyond just what I'm saying. I allow others to say it, or I allow their own gender to basically give you the 411. So let's get on that. I will be returning, and as we always say, to release all preconceived ideas. What that means simply is, if I was to give you something, you can't receive it unless you're open.
That if I was like pushing a little more, I would get a different answer from them, a different one. So right there, they're lying. I mean, I guess we can say they change their mind, but to me, it's lying. If I'm asking you a question and you say no, and then if I ask you the question a little differently or with a little more context, a little more examples, then you're like, oh no, yes, bitch, you're lying. But also, if you think about it, on the pineapple show, the girl, I'm like, how much money he needs to have, how tall he needs to be, this and that. And, you know, they would come and tell me a number, they'd tell me how tall he needs to be. But then let a guy come on and have some of the characteristics and then not one. They'd be like, oh, no, it's okay. I thought it wasn't good. I thought that wasn't what you were looking for. I thought that was a jailbreaker. What's going on? Why are you changing your mind, you know? Lies. It's like we have multiple examples. This girl wanted this man to make $300K a year. Then a guy that was good looking showed up making only 100, and she was like, oh, no, that's fine. Yeah. Or a dude that was making 300K, but he's 5'5", and her requirements were, no, 6'1 minimum. And then all of a sudden, well, you know, he's 5'5", you're still taking him? Yeah, I can work with that. Oh, you can work with that. Okay. Well, do you see where I'm trying to get at? Pretty much, I'm going to take it back a little bit. Women are not all the way liars, okay? We are idealists. I don't know if you understand what I say. I probably put a close caption for this one. Idealists, yes. So what does it mean? It means that we have a list in our mind of, okay, I want him to have this. We're going to give you the laundry list, but if you have some, we're willing to compromise. I had this one girlfriend. She was like, If he's unemployed, I can't date him. Why, when she met him, he was unemployed. He's still unemployed, and she's still with him. Because he was fun, because he was driven. Yes, he was unemployed or still unemployed, but he's trying or whatever. You know, she's giving him passage because he has other stuff going on. So, guys, don't take what women say as face value. It is not. We're a little delusional. We're in la-la land thinking, okay, he needs to be that tall. He needs to be like this. He needs to have so much money. He needs to, we're dreaming princesses. You know, we want you to have everything. But we kind of know it's not really possible. So, yes, we're going to tell you all we need or all we want, but we're going to go for less. So, guys, stop stressing. You're a short dude. Don't stress. Just make sure you have other shit going on for yourself. You're attractive. Well, if you're attractive, it's kind of easier for you. I'm not going to lie. You being attractive is, you know, you get it a little easier. But be attractive and money, like, you know, you're a fucking king at this point. For a lot of women, if she likes you enough, she will go out with you, even if you don't have some of her requirements. That's why you guys shouldn't worry. You shouldn't. You should make sure you show up as yourself and, like, make sure that you have some personality, that you have some qualities that she cannot deny. You know, and I'm talking about, like, real women today. I know I called them bitches earlier. But I'm talking about real women because a bitch is going to have what she wants, and she's just going to try, like, to get everything she wants. I'm talking about a real woman that is fucking realistic a little, even if most of us are not, that is realistic and that is going to be like, yes, I mean, he doesn't have everything, but am I going to miss out on a good dude because he doesn't have one of the requirements? If she's sensible, she won't. If she's not sensible, well, that's not the woman you need to be talking to because she's dumb. Yes, I'm going to take myself as an example. I would like my man to have a certain level of finances. Yes, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't want us to struggle, even if with me, we're not going to struggle. But I want you to have some shit going on for yourself, like for you, I want you, you know? So I met this guy, and this guy told me he lives at his parents' house. And I'm asked because I feel like there's different reasons why maybe you might live at your parents' house. Maybe you're taking care of your parents. Maybe there's a grandparent or whatever the case is. I wanted to know. So he told me that pretty much he was trying to save up and that he went back to his parents. So right there, it was really like just a financial thing. And I was kind of like, do I want to miss out on a good dude? Because he is a good dude. Do I want to miss out because I feel like he doesn't have the financial stability that I'm looking for? And I was like, no. I was like, let me give it a try. I tried it. It didn't work, you know. But it didn't work because he didn't have money. I mean, I shouldn't say he didn't have money, because it's not like he was broke either. But the finances were kind of like something on my mind. And I was like, hey, you know, at our age, I would like you to be a little more stable and stuff like that. But he was so great. He was funny, nice personality, caring. He had no kids. You know, he had all the other qualities I was looking for. So I was like, kind of like in my head. Hi, my name is Adam.
All right, that'll be it there. Now, back on what I was going to say here. So basically, what she's saying in a nutshell is they don't know what the hell they want. You know, when you're emotionally driven, you don't know what the fuck you want. She's saying that she want a tall guy, but they'll settle for this. They end up being the same thing they said they don't want. They don't want a thug. They don't want this. They don't want that. It's the same thing that they'll end up having. Because it's not about what she says in her mind. It's simply about what she's feeling, what her emotions says. Let's get on this tread here. According to John said, I was going to get into. Now, these things are symbolic. Nobody's going to church or none of that other hogwash. Although, like I said, because I brought up the Catholic or Catholicism earlier, and the Catholics hold. Matter of fact, the Catholics run religion. That's Islam, even ancient Kemet. Or Kemetic religion, Judaism, And, of course, infamously, Christianity. They set the holidays, the Easter, all those things. You know, these niggas say, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Pentecostal. They all celebrate Catholic holidays. Christmas or paganist holidays, which is Christmas, Easter, and all the other hogwash. So, as I was saying, the Roman Catholic Church, they have the original scripts and scrolls, meaning they have the history of the ancient knowledge or the original history books that was wrote. They have them. So since they have them, that means they know a lot of things. They know the time we're in. They know of the woman. They know of me. They know of all these things. So according to this here, it says the woman takes, eats, meaning the forbidden fruit. So she didn't just take it and eat it. And this is symbolic to you all when you all follow your female. When she's telling you to do dumb shit, like be in your feelings and to be more softer and to, you know, to follow what she says. Get her this or get her that. Those are all tests and plots towards your weakness. So here it states, the woman takes, eats the forbidden fruit and gives it to her husband, Genesis 3:6. God enters the garden, looks for the man, and eventually singles out the man for indictment. For, and this is what his indictment was. For you listened to the voice of your wife and ate, Genesis 3:7. His wife was, of course, listening to the voice of the serpent. Now, what makes your God so, this is allegorical now. We deal with spirituality. So we spiral through all knowledge and information. Although I'm using this because this is the most symbolic or symbology of history, because this is still history. There's no label you can put on history. Just like in the Holy Quran, there's a reason why they keep their women contained. She can't lead prayer. She can't speak. And they're firm on those laws to their success, to their peace. Because if Islam means peace, that means as long as they suppress their woman from trying to rule and destroy their ass, they have peace. So even in the Asian cultures where they limit a certain information a woman or education a woman can have. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that that's the way it's supposed to be, but if they have the same, the Asian male or the Asian man is also grafted. He's not original. So if he has the same brain mass or the same size brain, 6.5 ounces of brain as his female, then of course he has to suppress her in order to make his life, you know, less hell. So all cultures have inner knowing of this. They all do. The reason why they suppress the female from certain things is not as this white boy has brainwashed you all on that he's, you know, taking the empowerment away from the female. He's, you know, he's oppressing her. This is the hogwash that he washed you all with. Look at his world. Look at his world when he empowers the female. Look at his marriage rate Look at his single parent rate. Look at how he does things. When he empowers the female, when he does, when he liberates her, that's liberation. Because two heads can't exist. When you have a body or a family, you're not supposed to be challenging each other on who's going to wear the pants based on who makes the most earnings or money. Like this silly-ass world. The man's supposed to be the controller of all those things. That's why even when a bitch got with a pimp, he controlled all the fucking money. He didn't give a bitch a dime. If she did have a dime, you know, she kept a little bit of the day's earnings. You know, she skimmed off the top a little bit because she still was plotting. Even that world, the pimp's plotting on. That's why I say pimping ain't easy. Now, I don't condone that. I'm telling the science of how these individuals are able to deal with the female and why they have to do these things in order to gain empowerment. And if they don't keep the empowerment or have the control, then they'll lose control. So if we look at the 60s, if we look at the 60s and 50s where the woman stayed her ass home, cooked, clean, that was her domain. Before these white devils took her out of the house, look at the marital statistics. Look at the both parents in the home and the child reared by having a father in the home and reared by both parents. The father presence in the household. Look at those statistics before this devil gave the female devil, the serpent gave the she-devil or the female devil this false illusion of empowerment, which was only a trick, where he gave her this false apple. We're going to get into the symbology of these scripts. He gave her this negative fruit. And when he gave her this bad fruit and she ate it, then you see now the demise of the male. And she is tormenting the hell out of you all, kicking you out of your home, calling the police on you, making sure you don't stand up like a man. Because she's got empowerment now. And because she's a devil, all a devil could do with empowerment is oppress you. So she makes sure she keeps her foot on your neck, constantly talking down to you, calling your name, talking about you in her mind at the same time, wishing you would stand the fuck up but never tell you that. Wishing you would, and hope in her mind one day you would check her devil ass, but she's such a devil, she can't just tell you that. This is what you all are dealing with. You know, you can fall. That's why I call it fall. Not have love. Fall in love. You all can fall in love if you want to. Put all your emotions in there. Just go, go, go. But I tell you this, the moment you fuck up, is the moment that she has been waiting for. Your demise isn't happenstance. Your demise has been planned practically since you met. She planned on how she would get cussed, what's going to destroy you or not. How is she going to get to your emotions, your lower nature? What could tick you off? She's already sized you up on how she's going to make her chest move on your ass. And the more sensitive and emotional, the more feminine you are, the more ammo she has. And when that day comes, she'll leave you disgruntled. Like millions of other motherfuckers is out here that's been left disgruntled and deranged by a female, a devil. Because they allowed a devil to tamper with their lower nature, and she can't control it. That's the nature of a devil, is they can't control their evil. She'll tell you this. She can't stop it if she wanted to. And deep down, she don't want to, because she's so drunk. You remember, the devil wants to be God. So she knows she's not supposed to be wearing the pants. She knows she's not the man. She knows she shouldn't be telling you what to do and treating you like a child. She knows this. But she can't stop it. She's drunk. She's drunk with the empowerment. She can't turn it off. So we're going to get into a little bit of these other knowledge information, and I'll be back once again. Pay attention.
The day before.
Nah, nigga, that ain't it. I think one of the reasons could be where she ain't really participating enough. So now you just kind of, you know what I'm saying, she's giving you that look like, nigga, hurry up and get hard to fuck me, and you're just like, that ain't really working for me. Or two, you might not be that attracted to her. Or three, y'all just ain't sexually compatible.
Or four, she might be your long lost sister.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking about that because, like, I don't know if you're crazy, like, that's the second time that's happened, and literally the same circumstance that happened, like, the night before. I had some other shorty.
What you're saying?
I don't know.
That's the night before, when you're smashing the shorty from the night before, are you having that issue?
No.
Okay, it's something about that chick. It's something about her that you're not.
Yeah, sometimes the game gods shut it down.
Yeah. I've been in those situations where I'm with a chick. Yeah. I'm like, it ain't happening.
the game gods sometimes tell you, hey, I'm not sticking my dick in this. This may ruin your life.
Right. Bro, real talk. Hey, caller, listen. I'm going to give you the last word, and then I'm going to take another call. Go ahead.
Nah,
That's for real, though.
I've applied a lot of y'all games since, like, December, and it's been helping me a lot, making me way more efficient. So shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You're taking them down every other day, man. I know you're listening. So, keep it going.
Every other day, except for that black sheep.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Blindfold yourself, man.
Facts.
Blindfold yourself. Go in there, man, and you'll think about some other bitches making it up.
All right.
Tarnishing the brand. You gotta hammer down, though. Come on.
845, you're on live with the Real Game No Theory panel. What's up?
Yeah, what up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
All right. I just want to start off with, I really fuck with y'all's show. Y'all really giving out some good game out here. You know what I'm saying? My one question is, going back to what OG said in the tablet, having that one spot you like to go to, you know, take shorty, take one. Have a good time, whether you're with her or not.
Now, look at the quality of males here. I'm going to go back, although, just look at you all, man. Look how you sound. You're food. You all are food for the slaughterhouse, because your mind, you can't take your mind off of pussy. You can't, you know, we know pussy's been the downfall. It was a downfall of Tiger Woods. It was a downfall of O.J. Simpson. It was a downfall of Samson and Delilah. Hell, it was a downfall of many, many males we can talk about, many men. You know, hell, it was a downfall of one of the Spartan movies or whatnot. You know, what's that, Troy or whatnot? You know, Troy was, according to the Greek mythology or whatnot, you know, this dude was one of the greatest warriors. And his brother, or I'll say one of the kings or the princes, was fucking one of the other guys, one of the other kings or whatnot, his wife, and they had a whole war over pussy. Many men, you know, soldiers and individuals had died and was dying over pussy, all because he got in his feelings because his so-called wife or his bitch. I'm sorry, I got to be raw tonight. I know I am the supreme being or whatnot. Although I have to speak, if I'm going to be most effective in bringing you all out with this, with great substance, I'm not speaking to your little sensitive-ass sensitivity. I got to speak an alarming with compellment to your mind. I must compel you to wake the hell up. Because language is language. You know, if I was to speak on an astrophysics level, you wouldn't be able to comprehend that.
You like her.
Okay, all right, real quick, caller. When you approach a group, okay, you always address all the women in the group simultaneously.
Yeah.
All of them. Mm-hmm. You literally, like, you're making to all of them at the same time.
Yeah, you make them all feel good.
Exactly. And the woman that you want, the mistake that most guys make, they try to isolate her too quick.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, because you feeling her don't mean she's feeling you. So if you isolate her, and then let's say there's some other chicks in the group that look good to you, maybe
yeah,
you look better, you fuck it all up. No,
yeah.
So you holler at all the girls in the group at the same time, and then you sit back and you peek who's giving you the most energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Now, if the woman is giving you the most energy, if you...
for a couple of seconds and you see somebody tell a joke and they all laughing, that's when you spot it, like, hey, what's so funny out here? You know what I'm saying? What y'all getting into tonight? What's up?
Let me say something really quick. And see, this is why most men prefer just to be mad at women. Because what we just told them was right now we look like that big encyclopedia that you got to read from front to back. We just gave them an encyclopedia of what they need to look forward to, and then all of a sudden they're going to be like, that's just too much.
Right, exactly.
they just get intimidated. That's why, you know what, let me just go to the other YouTube, we can just cuss bitches out.
And that's why I gave it in court, you know what I'm saying? Because even to what Kate Zagan was saying, what the caller said, he said, if I see the girl in the group that I like, that shit don't matter. Because the girl you like could be somebody's wife. And this is why when you approach people in a group, you have to say this question. How do y'all know each other? You understand what I'm saying? Because the girl that you quote-unquote like could be one of those girls' sister-in-law. So now that you know that she's the sister-in-law, you say, okay, well, I'm not going to fuck with her. I'm going to fuck with this other one who's single. That question in itself is a very good litmus test of the vibe, because the more willing they are to explain to you who's who,
right?
You can tell that they're interested for you to know who they are.
Exactly.
That means they're interested in you getting to know them as well. But go ahead, Zach.
Let me say this. For all you guys that always be asking, how to get threesomes going? That's another good way to approach a group of women.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what their temperament is, you don't know what you're into, but you could be talking to a chick, and she all in your grill, and then...
All right. Yeah, pussy. So I'm just allowing you all just to see, have a mirror image. You all are, you're not on this, you're not ready for this. You're really not. And this is why she's going to eat you all's asses for lunch. And I say that with love. You have no idea what you're dealing with. Because you're thinking with your dick, your emotions, your softness, your feelings, and not your higher mind. So because you're thinking with these things, you know, she has the advantage. Now, they're not stupid. Even though they're emotionally driven, they're not stupid. Although because they're on that lower vibration, you know, she can feel certain things. She can feel when when you're screwing around. She can feel you when you're troubled. She can feel you when you don't care about her no more. She can feel all that shit. So she's able to basically feel you out and to basically to get a drop on you from that. And so when she gets that drop on you, she's going to meet you. She's going to have the gate open for you. She ain't going to just meet you at the gate. She's going to be there at the gate with you with the door open. Because you're eating from her hand, eating her forbidden fruit. So when you're playing into her field, you're done. So anybody want to come with some mathematical, scientific facts and speak on a scientific level and not their feelings and emotions, you can come in here. Although because you can't do that, because you're in love or you're pussy whooped or your mama's been the only authority figure you know, or you was raised by females, and so you might be feeling the same thing they feeling. You know, I'm starting to see groups of gay black males now in groups. You know, they just traveling like they just rolling deep now. You know, used to see or hear of them, you know, sprinkled out here and there, you know, a few over here, a few over there. But now we to the point where these mofos is every damn where. They're all over the place. Traveling in packs now. So it's imperative that you all can think beyond your penises. It's imperative. All right, so we're going to continue on the clip.
And they got into an argument. She pulled out. She is licensed to carry. Mm. And through the argument and bullshit. Oh, and he moved in with her 3 months into the relationship.
Mm.
And now it's been, I think, 6 months or some shit like that. And they got into an argument. And the argument went, he told her to shut the fuck up. And then she pulled the gun out like, who are you telling to shut the fuck up, bitch-ass nigga? he jumped on the phone, called a cop, and now she got arrested for damn near assaulting the nigga. And now he's trying to pull her out of D.C. to be to bail her out. So, Avery, man, what would you do?
Okay, number one, there isn't a broad on the planet crazy enough to pull a gun on me.
Yeah, for real.
Number one, bro, I'm a straight-up fucking barbarian. I don't even put off that I play them type of games. You feel what I'm saying? So, number one, you was already on some sucker shit when you moved in with her 3 months in.
Mm-hmm.
And to be truthful, totally honest, if you don't take the advice here today and you go bail her out, I hope you fix my ass in the car, bro.
Man, she probably open hand slapped him before this, though.
That was like the last thing, bro. She don't just jump straight to the gut. Yeah. She definitely grips you up, fucked up a couple of your good shirts.
Y'all know what's going on?
Fucked up a couple of your collars on your good shirts.
Pull the lining out of the t-shirt.
I gotta know.
Left him on the couch, coughing. That's it.
Why do you want to yell her out? I need to know this. Why?
Oh, man.
You gotta pay the rent.
This is classic, man.
I am from jail and stuff like that. I was wondering, like, is that the man thing to do, or should I just ignore the phone?
Let her learn her motherfucking lesson in that jail.
Nigga, I will press charges, and I will be at every court date. I wouldn't even look at the judge. I'll be standing right in that bitch face. Every time I'm in the courthouse, I'm telling this, put her away. And you gotta save some other man at this point.
Right.
Hold a gun on you now, she will shoot the next man. So
right.
Protect the brand, go to the courthouse, and press charges on this bitch.
Shout out to Freelance Runner for the $10 super chat. He says, salute to the Sunday Sharp thing.
Bro, you let a broad back out steal on you, bro.
Ooh, y'all already seen that. Thin line between love and hate. Y'all seen that? Thin line between love and hate?
That got to be the weakest shit I've ever heard in my life, bro. First of all, you need, number one, do you still live with her?
We live together.
Okay.
Oh, nigga, you need to.
No, I told him to move out yesterday. I told him. Hold on. You need to take advantage of the fact that she's in jail right now. So pack your shit up.
Fuck that lease.
Pack your shit up.
It's life or death, nigga. You talking about a lease?
He said he on the lease.
Yeah, he on the lease.
How the fuck you on the lease, bro?
So he said that when he moved in, the lease was just about to go up. So when he moved in, they renewed the lease together.
That's why you moved in because he wanted to renew the lease.
Bro, he's in jail right now.
So, Carla, are you paying the rent or is she paying the rent?
We pay half.
When she get home, she gonna fuck you up.
Hey, I just make sure when you pack your chain, you better not. You
been there doing push-ups
in the herd.
She
ain't
doing
push-ups
and pull-ups, man.
When you get home, don't take nothing of hers, because she will come for you, bro.
Carla, are you ready? She gonna come on strong as shit.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, dude. I'm telling you right now, any man that just move in and all he brings is a backpack, they're a loser. You don't have to see a man. So when you leave and you leave with your little backpack, your little sports Nike backpack, and that's all you got, nigga, go to the hills and wait to save your life up out there, dog, because I'm praying.
Don't share your location with this bitch.
Oh, my God.
She ain't smacking the call. She coming up that
When he called in yesterday, we told him, like y'all said earlier, shit just don't pull guns out on you.
She's slapping him up.
And that nigga denied it all. I'm like, bro, she said in or did something.
No, I never.
Yeah, she don't just go from saying to grabbing a gun, bro.
You remember that dude that was singing on the bed, and then his baby mama slapped him from the back because he was singing something. I bet that cat on went viral. He got slapped up by his woman. He was singing a song, and she just slapped him.
Wow.
You remember that cat? That's what these men be going through. These males be going through.
They're calling her alone. Leave her alone. Why do you want to see where this goes? You see where it's going. Why do you want to see where it goes? You want to see if she's going to actually pull the trigger next time?
I got you.
He's definitely dolphin.
Just moved up here, so it kind of was a convenient situation.
Carla, where do you live? Where do you live, Carla?
Convenient. Oh, my God.
This motherfucker's going to die. He's talking about the lease and how convenient it is. Gas prices is high. This motherfucker wants to die.
You sound like the dumbest nigga in the history of history.
She makes good casserole, too. And I want to throw that in there.
Hold on. What city is it? What city is it, Carla?
Indianapolis. I'm from Detroit, though.
Okay. Oh, man. Detroit.
You
let
the Indianapolis
woman. Detroit. This is Southfield.
Indianapolis woman beat you the fuck up?
Carla, are you scared to leave? Yes or no? Are you scared to leave this woman? Blink twice.
No, I'm not scared to leave. I'm just scared to not have shit. I mean,
you scared to not have shit? What do you mean?
You nigga. You ain't got no family?
When I first moved down here, I didn't have a job. She helped me find a job. Then I got my license.
Oh, she groomed you. She groomed you.
This is what happens when you're not a man that can stand on your own. A woman will help you. A woman will help you. A woman will put you up. A woman will let you move in.
Yes,
but she's not gonna have a certain level of respect for you. So y'all gonna have arguments. The respect is out the fucking window. So when you tell her, you know what? I think you need to shut the fuck up. She like, who shut the fuck up? Mm-hmm. See, she's thinking like this. If it wasn't for me, you'd be dead in the street. So if you talk this much to me, I might as well shoot your ass and leave you dead in the street.
Now, this confirms what I said before. You know, she's not helping you because, you know, she's doing it out of the goodness and whatnot. She's helping you so that she'll get leverage or control. She's marrying you for leverage. She's coming over to this country for leverage. She's not thinking about you. She's thinking about herself. You're just the doormat on however way she feels she needs to get to a place. So if she feels she wants a man in her life, a male, and in order for her to maintain one, since they hear about, you know, guys running out and different things and cheating or whatever, so she feels, if I do deal with a man, I'm going to have to control him. He's going to have to be mine. He's going to have to listen to me. He's going to have to do what I say. These are all emotions. So when you do piss her off and you empower her with the emotions like this male did, then she's ready to kill your ass. Straight up.
In the street.
I'm waiting for that response in my lifetime.
You
shut the fuck up.
What you basically did, and unknowingly, you told your mama to shut the fuck up.
I'm right.
And that's very correct. Because you've been suppressed to a male, not a man, they have taken on the mother roles of you. They see you as baby boy. You remember baby boy, he lived with his mama or he stayed with his girl. He was a baby, not a man. He's baby boy. So for you to remain as baby boy, these devils have to continue to keep their foot on your neck with no remorse.
When they got into the argument, she went to that nigga's laundry and put on some boxers
so that nigga's
the
Lexi Tammy. Bitch ass nigga.
Bro, you know your issue is that you're not standing on your own too, and you basically
decision for me.
All right, listen, this guy sound injured. It sound like something like he's been injured, man.
Call her. It was a crazy story, so we was having a little bit of fun. But I got you. Listen, do you have any money saved up? Do you have any money saved up?
Yeah, I got about $700, and then I got this month's rent.
Hold on, Zach. Listen, and do you have any friends or family in the city?
No, that's what's been her leverage before.
Okay, listen. Then you need to think about.
Did you all hear the words? Her leverage. Man, Y'all better wake up.
Doing this. You need to think about going back to fucking Detroit, my nigga.
Because
this is life or death. We laughing at shit because it's a crazy story. But you need to understand something. When a woman feels like she could pull a gun on you, that means she doesn't respect the fact that you're alive, my nigga. Fuck anything coming out your mouth, the fact that you're paying the other half of the rent. Matter of fact, what you get an envelope, leave your half of the rent, and take your ass back to Detroit. Other $700, and start your life over. Because the fact that she didn't shoot you is your second chance.
Right. And you're so right, man. And another thing is, really quick, man. And see, this is why I always try to give back to men, my time and my effort to talk to men and communicate with men. We don't have options. A woman can go to a shelter. Like, she can go and live her life and get back on her feet. We got to just figure it out. And see, this is why you got grown men on this panel telling you great advice what to do, right? We're giving you the best advice to do, but you are making excuses to be there. It's almost like you're an abused woman. Most abused women stays in the situation because they're mentally not able to separate themselves from the problem because they're abused. So what I'm telling you as a man, the best thing is what Miles just told you. You take that $700. I don't give a damn if it costs $700 on the train to get back to Detroit. Your motherfucking ass need to get back to a place that you call home and be around people that is going to help you get over this hump mentally. Because right now, it has zero to do with her and more to do with you. You don't feel as if you are a man. You don't feel as if you can survive without this woman. So therefore, you put yourself in this situation because you're mentally not strong enough to move on. And it's almost like when she went to jail, like Hustle and Flow, when that white girl went to jail, she was like, who's going to think for me? That is how you're sounding right now.
Right.
She has been thinking and controlling that situation so much that you called into the show to get advice because she has been thinking for you up to this point. And she's not around to think for you.
No, it's so low. He said she has leverage. That's what he said. So when I say masculine men influence women and males are influenced by women, this nigga is influenced by the bitch.
Yeah, man, I'm going to continue to call you a bitch. And I wish I was there to call you more of a bitch in your face, man, because I'm not really an internet guy like that. But I will tell you just off of GP, just to try to encourage you to understand what you look like to us. You're bad for the brand, bro. You need to move on, man.
Let me adjust something real quick. For the people that's in the chat that's saying this ain't really that funny. It's not funny,
It's really not.
It's not funny, but it is at the same time.
No, you know why it's funny, Zach?
Yeah.
It's funny to a men like us because this is comical because we don't never put our shit in a situation. See, real men laugh at situations that we will never be a part of. People don't understand our humor because we will never fucking be in this shit. This is comical.
Actually, the chat is right. It's not funny. It's hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious. It's hilarious to real men.
He said, it's not funny, it's hilarious. And it is. It's a hilarious state that you all better wake up and get out of. If we're going to set this planet back in order, as man is supposed to be about order, that's what makes a man is he brings order and law. This whole creation is under a masculine principle, not a feminine principle. It's under or the order of law and order. And I don't mean just because you robbed the bank or crossed the street. I'm not talking about these little mankind-made laws and orders. I mean, there is karma and dharma. That's law and order as well. Although the law of physics, that's not judgmental. It's not going to save you. You know, if you fall out the sky, you're not going to get a lesser punishment that gravity is going to give you because, you know, gravity is sensitive towards you. If you stop breathing, the law, which is definite, it's not going to save you. What's going to happen is what's going to happen if you disobey the law. That's man. Firm. The law is firm, basically. So if you don't have law and order or firmness in the household, as we see it, it's in confusion. It's in disarray. It's in chaos. As this whole damn world is in chaos. It's under the rule of femininity.
Come on, let's be honest. If you heard me calling to a motherfucking show 50, talking about some shit, I bail a bitch out that almost killed me.
Right.
That shit is funny as fuck to real men. Straight up.
Fucking hilarious.
Because first of all, how did she go to jail? That means you had to call the police?
Yeah, he called the cops on her.
So if you called the cops, she gave you an opportunity to live at that point.
Right.
At the end of the day, after you called the cops came. But I'm telling you right now, I would be in jail, in prison, on my way to prison if somebody pulled a gun on me, man or female. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm on my way.
Yo, Carlo, I'm going to give you the last word, bro, because we got to get to another call. Go ahead.
I'm just going to take each of you guys' advice. Like I said, I don't take nothing about the laughing and stuff like that. I know how you guys are. Like I said, I lost my father and grandfather early on, so I appreciate you guys for the.
There it is there. See, that's where the pain comes from. Where the pain comes from, man. You need some help, man. You need some help. Get some help.
Again, all jokes aside, bro, yeah. Get out of that situation, bro.
Yeah,
for real. Get out of that situation.
Hey, guys, let's be honest. He the woman in this shit. He gonna go away, and after she obey, he'll give a little bit of pussy. He gonna come right back, and you'll get your ass beat, dog.
Yeah.
You up?
Yo, 248. You're on live with the Real Game No Theory panel. What's up, 248?
Yo, I'm gonna make this real quick. I don't have no questions. I called in yesterday too. I have to say this. My man, the last caller, he is not from Detroit. We do not claim him.
You know, my cousin from Detroit texted me too. He's like, he is not from Detroit.
I told you he's from Southfield.
My cousin from Detroit, he was like, yeah, bro, he's not.
All right. Now let's get on Kevin Samuels on some of the things that he said, because now I don't know much about Kevin Samuels. I know he was, you know, attacked by, you know, he was driving these females up the wall. One of his famous quotes was, a woman is leftovers if she's over 30 some years old or whatnot. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, there's women who've kept their virginity and their purity on waiting for a real man for that, you know, because of that. Are they still devils? Yes, because they still contain a weakness that, because we're opposite and we have opposite pulls or polarities, she's going to constantly pull toward that nature, that weaker nature, that emotion, that lower nature of your impulses. That's her rule. That's her empowerment. You know, she got Adam to disobey God. You know, what could make somebody compel like that? They have to be thinking they lower nature. This guy went against his own creator. And if she's not a devil, why would she not encourage her man to do the right thing? Why would she want to discourage him to do the wrong thing? Why would she test him? Because remember, females test you. They're going to test your manhood. They're sizing you up. She wants to test you to see if as I said before, the polarity, her polarity is to succumb to your lower self, your devil. So if you succumb to your lower nature, then she sees that you have the power. If you don't, And you say, no, we're not doing that. We're doing it this way. And she might say, well, I disagree. I don't think we should do that. If you, you know, if you love me, I should be, my opinion should be valued. You know, maybe she came with some equality stuff, you know. You know, I'm just like you. I'm a person like you. I say we eat it. Didn't know God make, you made me. I came from you. I'm speaking allegorically. Although, let's imagine based on how the female or the woman devil operates. Let's just look at that on what they'll tell you, what they'll put in your mind, how they test you. Let's get on to that. I want to know. Man, this is a beautiful topic. All right, let's get back on it.
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to let you know also, I wear my bonnet in public. I saw what you had to say about that. You know, I get where you're coming from, but at the same time,
At the same time, you what?
Did you tell me to shut up?
No. I said, go ahead. You said at the same time?
At the same time, I just don't see what the issue is wearing a bonnet in public is. I got married, but I don't want to be with
you. Got married?
Yeah.
You're currently married?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Man, were you calling me?
No, I'm not.
A platform with a million folks actually talking about leaving your husband to get back with your ex.
It's because he's high value, and I felt like...
And the reason you want to break your covenant with God and wreck your home of the pipe fitter guy is because the previous guy was higher value and he earns more money?
Yeah, and his social status, how he looks.
What would the world say about that man?
It would say that this woman he got back with is the one.
So she wants a new guy because he earns more money. Man, I mean, what else can I say on this? What else can we say? I mean, you all say Jesus is the second Adam. So if Jesus is the second Adam, you know, the first Adam had a woman. I'm talking to you Bible thumpers out there. This Jesus ain't got no woman. So what is that saying? What is that saying? You know, her, I'm going to put another PowerPoint here. Her love for her makeup and all the fakeness. Remember, she's not putting realness. You know, the devil is an imposter. The devil has to fake and pretend. So she puts on all these things that she's insecure about to make herself up or to make her feel whole. So when she puts on all this makeup, it only shows you of her likeness of deception, deceit. Because if she has acne, she's not showing you she's got acne. She wants to deceive you, as the devil does. These are, you know, before things become big, they're small. before they're large or small. So as I said, it only shows the fakeness of pretending in order to make you think that she's something which she's not. You know, the devil or women only give earthly lower pleasure. And that's emotional bonding and sexual intercourse and all the other physical level earthly attractions. She's not using the Spirit of God. And if she is to teach or to direct in the Spirit of God, all with under your direction now, because they do teach the children to be against the father. Trust me. I've had that. And they get emotional, and they will war with you through your children, these devils. Your children will know you the greatest father on earth, and they'll make sure that tell them certain things. Not that they can prove you're a bad person, just, you know, how he, you know, they'll play the victim. Yeah, your father did it, or they'll nitpick at some other areas in a world of hell that you may not have been there. Maybe you was working, you know, a lot and providing, and you weren't spending as much time as her, and she'll throw that out. You know, these bitches are devils, man. Or they'll bring up something in your past or childhood and reveal that to your children. You know, secret you trusted this bitch with. So you told her of some trauma, some, and she will use that against you. That's what the devil does. And you all wonder why, you know, families, they want a man, you know, even in China where they was only allowing one child per family because of the overpopulation. They had a shortage of females because the male or the boy child is whole. And because it represents power or the power to continue the family name, that's because the male or the boy child holds more value. Stronger. We ain't talking about just physical strong. Man, if it becomes a man, it is stronger in dealing with emotions. It's stronger mentally. It's stronger spiritually. It's a man that's supposed to be stronger in all areas. Therefore, we're a female. It's supposed to be or represent weakness. So that's what it is. They want the stronger of the vessel to continue. You might say, well, if we didn't have women, we didn't really actually, you know, I'll go deeper into that, and one of these days, I might even reveal the knowledge, since I know all, I might even reveal the knowledge on how to go back to that. Although before we subjected ourselves to the low end in dealing and perfecting our creation, the higher end, we created without duality, without our lowings, without any of them things, our emotional, you all have been succumbed to that. You bought into those demonic perceptions that you need to be fucking, you need to be doing all this to be happy. You bought into that. Communicating in your language now. When we have planets, masculine planets like Uranus and Pluto and other planets that don't even have women. How are they reproducing? There's no women. They don't even have any conception of woman. But you don't know that. Because you can't, you don't have the knowledge or you can't see outside of this realm. Just letting you know. All right, it's getting toward that time. I had so much, you know, time on here and such a blast putting this out and whatnot that I'm unsure if there's a part two that's even needed. You know, so much was put on here. If you all just really think, you know, shut off your lower nature, your lower self, which is your emotion. You know, the female is 99.9% emotion. Shut your lower self off and deal on your higher knowledge, your higher mind. And you'll see just exactly the science behind this. But you all been bred by them where you can't get out of it. Time now, you need to man the hell up. This is the time now. So we're going to close this out and until the next time and we build on a different topic. Math and science, although I have returned.